Good afternoon. A cold rain continues to come down across interior New York and New England ahead of a warm front, which is still well off to the south. The rain is going to come down through the afternoon hours, at times in heavier bursts, and with the extensive clouds and wet weather, temperatures will struggle to make it through the 50s. As the warm front passes by later today and into the night tonight, temperatures will start to climb into and through the 60s for overnight lows. The steadiest rain will wind down after dark, still the risk of a few showers and certainly areas of fog as humidity levels start to climb behind the warm front. This will set the stage for a warmer and more summer-like feel for the day on Wednesday. Skies will be mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy out of the south, and this will push temperatures into the middle and upper 70s with some lower 80s for afternoon highs. In this environment, scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms could develop during the afternoon out ahead of a cold front which will approach from the west. Most everyone will see showers and thunderstorms heading toward the latter portion of the day and into the evening on Wednesday as that cold front pushes into and through the region, and some of the storms could be strong, perhaps severe, by Wednesday evening. Behind the front will dry it out for Thursday and Friday with a mix of sun and clouds both days, 60s on Thursday, lower 70s on Friday, and it'll stay dry with increasing clouds on Saturday and highs in the lower 70s. The next front will move through on Saturday night with a chance of showers, which could linger into Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine and cooler Sunday afternoon in the lower to mid-60s, and staying dry and in the mid-60s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front is forecast to sweep across the central plains and should reach the Ohio Valley and southern plains during the course of the day tomorrow. Thunderstorms could become severe from the Midwest to the Great Lakes Tuesday and Wednesday ahead of the front. Much cooler air from Canada will then pour into the plains behind the strong cold front, with much below normal temperatures reaching the southern plains by tomorrow evening. Meanwhile, mainly dry conditions are expected to persist across the west, with elevated to critical fire danger forecasts for portions of the Great Basin, the Central Rockies, and Northern California. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad area of low pressure located about 400 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, that continues to produce disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions are expected to become slightly more conducive for development, and a tropical depression could form at any time while the system moves west-northwestward to northwestward. By Tuesday night and Wednesday, upper-level winds are expected to increase and limit the chances for additional development while the system moves northward near the southeastern U.S. coast. Regardless of tropical cyclone formation, this system will likely enhance rainfall across portions of northeastern South Carolina and eastern North Carolina. And Super Typhoon Trami is located approximately 423 miles south of Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, Japan, but only moving at 4 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are 160 miles per hour with gusts to 195 miles per hour. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-70s. Boston cloudy, breezy, rain heavy at times, in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain, then scattered showers later in the lower 70s. The average high temperature today, 68 degrees, the average low, 48, the record high, 91, set in 2017, and the record low, 29, in 1963. Sunrise was at 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:47 p.m., 12 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy across the higher terrain with rain heavy at times today, highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, temperatures climbing into the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, and for the southern Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills. Cloudy and breezy across the higher terrain with rain heavy at times today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, temperatures climbing through the 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy across the higher terrain today with rain heavy at times and highs around 60. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, temperatures climbing through the 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy across the higher terrain, with rain heavy at times today and highs in the lower 60s. Scattered showers tonight, temperatures climbing through the 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and mild. A few scattered showers, then showers and thunderstorms likely late in the afternoon or in the evening, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Thursday and lower 70s on Friday. Sunshine giving way to clouds, lower 70s Saturday. Showers Saturday night and early Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy Sunday afternoon, lower to mid-60s, and mid-60s with partly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.